Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff. We're in the kitchen this week with Selena Teo, owner and chef of Julianne's. We have just prepared a summer succotash and a crispy pork with a bacon vinaigrette, and now we are going to plate this exquisite dish. Selena, I know we eat with our eyes first, so how do you want to put this on the plate?
Well, at this point, you have everything ready to go. Your pork has been seared off, so you're just going to place or spoon the succotash in the center of the plate, put your crispy seared pork on top, and then drizzle a little bit of the bacon vinaigrette both on top of the pork and around the plate outside of the succotash.
And I should point out that you did take extra pieces of those bacon and sort of dribbled them all over. So it did. And I think we may have even put some more chives around it or something, but it was layered and it was beautiful. And I would also like to touch on the pork that you literally just turned it over and over until all, because it's already been cooked and finished off, got that nice and caramelized and heaven. Now we've prepared it. We've plated it. What are we going to drink with it? What do you suggest?
Well, this dish is so versatile. I've paired it with either a Huguel Gentil, which is a white wine blend from the Alsace region of France. We serve that by the bottle, and it's inexpensive, maybe $33. And then I've also paired it with an Acacia Pinot Noir, if you like red wine. And you could even go Boulevard Wheat or Pale Ale beer with this dish, too. It's just really versatile.
Let's talk about how each one of those, I mean, you selected them because each one of those has what flavors and notes that you feel really brings out this dish.
The Huguel Gentil, I paired it because it really is a very food-friendly, fresh, crisp wine, and that kind of complements the freshness of the corn and the summer and the fresh chives and all those fresh ingredients that you were talking about that just keep it bright. And then the Pinot Noir really helps balance the smokiness and the saltiness of the pork and the bacon that's in there as well.
So
and then
those,
the beer, just because, you know,
just because it's summer and it's beer and it's cold. So good. They were, yes, good. Good selections. We did invite Kathy Quinn, who's a reporter, longtime reporter for Channel 4 WDAF-TV. And when you go to the website, she came in and tasted it, took out some time from her busy reporting schedule to do this task for us, but enjoyed it, you know, immensely. Let's talk a little bit more about your day-to-day inspiration. I mean, you're doing many things. You're running a restaurant and you're cooking, and of course you're a wife and mother. But at what keeps you? What gives you that spark each day to make it good?
Really, dining out at other chefs' restaurants, seeing what other chefs are doing, reading up on new techniques. All of that is so inspiring and really keeps you charged.
We have a wonderful chef community in Kansas City, and I think this is, I'm going to generalize to this population, but we are generous of spirit. Our chefs always want, they're excited about what they do. They enjoy sharing what they do. And you all seem to have a really wonderful relationship with one another and what appears to be a great support system for the artist, this artistry.
It is. It's really fun. And that's why we love doing events with each other. It's like a chance. We all work all the time and don't get to hang out much at all during the course of the year. But when we get to do events like Forks and Corks or any of those fundraisers, it's really we get an opportunity to hang out and talk and catch up and learn new things from each other.
And so that's a source of inspiration.
Absolutely.
And I'm assuming you have new chefs coming, right? So how does that work? I mean, they're some of them are fresh out of culinary school or other experiences. So
absolutely, I've learned things from several apprentices I've had from some of my other seasoned cooks that have been with me for several years that have maybe staged somewhere else around the country. And I'm not above learning from anyone. I learn from everyone.
I think that's obviously a piece of it. Is just that day-to-day learning and keeping yourself inspired and the energy that it takes to do that every day. How do you put your time together when you're cooking and running a business and being a parent. What do you have any secrets you want to share with those of us who
you just need to love what
multitask?
You do. Yeah. Love what you do, because you know people come in all the time. They're like, "Oh, you poor thing, you work 15 hours a day. You don't get a day off." I said, "Don't feel sorry for me, because I love being here and I love doing what I do. So it to me, it's not work."
And I think the other remarkable thing about our time with you in the kitchen is that you've known from the time you were a little girl what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I've had chefs, which, and they're wonderful chefs, have said, "I was clueless." You know, I had no idea, or I knew I liked being creative, but I didn't know, you know, where I would be able to express that.
Mm-hmm.
And to have your, really, you know, you're blessed to have your father and grandfather take you to cooking classes when you were just a little thing, and exposing you to this. So it's just been a lifelong process for you.
It has, and it's been wonderful.
Well, we really appreciate that you've taken the time to be with us, and you've opened the doors to the community and, of course, to us, to let us in your kitchen. You've got a great staff and a great space and a wonderful concept, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
You've shared that with us along the way. I want to invite our listeners to join me again next week in the kitchen, when I will be with Executive Chef Michael Smith. He is a chef and owner of Michael Smith's and Extra Virgin. And we're going to prepare a ribeye on a Spanish Romesco sauce with pommes frites, which we know is really French fries, and a 44-minute egg. And you'll find out next week why it needs to be a 44-minute egg. But in the meantime, please join us at the website at inthekitchenwithbonnie.com. See the show, watch us, go to the show archive section where you will have an opportunity to see some of the other chefs and their artistry in the kitchen. Also, please go to the Contact Us place on the website and visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and send me a message. Tell me if there's a particular chef that you'd like to learn more about, a restaurant. Is there a signature dish that you would like a recipe for? And we'll see what we can do to get in the kitchen with Kansas City chefs. Again, have a good week. We'll see you next week. And thank you for joining me in the kitchen. I'm Bonnie Rabakoff.